is the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Yay.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Goo. What's up, baby? How much trouble you think the Niners are in at 2-3? 17-game season, couple tough losses.
I'm right behind the great Richard Sherman, and it's not about the 2-3. It's what's going into leading them into the 2-3. So you ask me a question, I'm gonna go Drew Brees. I'm at a nine, Steiny. I am at a nine, and everything is involved in that that goulash that gives me to spit out a nine to you. It's the injuries. It's the unknown of when the guys are coming back. Now, I don't know. I went in the lab last night, watched the game again under your premise.
Did they win?
They lost. Brock was just doing it. It wasn't bad. You just felt like he was doing too much. But Baldy joined Bonte and Shasky, and even the national pundits, you know, I don't know what to think about this team. Are guys not getting open? All of a sudden, Baldy came and joined them. Stoney, I brought him up. He had said the Niners' identity right now is they're slow. And I'm just like, how the hell did this happen? And then we got news out of New York this morning that Robert Saleh, you know, who used the Niner defensive coordinator position to parlay that into a head coaching job, has got fired. We'll get into A-Rod. He's a buster. But at the end of the day, I don't know what to make of this team. And if Saleh came back, which we know he's not, does he have the horses that he had when he left? So I'm sitting here like Arizona game was in their hand. They blew that. And that's two games in a row they've blown. But I don't know when it's going to get better, Stoney, if it's going to get better.
I'm trying to figure out whether this team is really good, but they just haven't played well, or they're not as good as we thought they were. One of the things that I always think, Goo, is a sign of a, I don't want to say a bad team, but a sign of a non-successful team to me is always when it's a different thing every game that gets you beat.
Different thing. All right.
And that's the way I feel like the Niners are right now. They're just, when their defense is good enough, their offense is not good enough. When their offense has been good enough, their defense can't get a stop. The special teams hasn't been great. And so I feel like every game of those three losses, it's been something else. And usually, you know, usually this team's a lot more buttoned up than it has been the first five games of the year. And I'm just looking at some of these names.
Go ahead,
and
man.
I'm looking at the big names. Purdy, Ayuk, Bosa, Trent, Ward, Warner. You know, how many of those guys have really delivered this year consistently? As good as Purdy's been, he's played five games, and I think we can all say, well, you know, the Vikings wasn't a great game. He was okay. And then Sunday against the Cardinals might have been his worst game of the year. And the reality of the situation is they might not be good enough to overcome a so-so game from their quarterback. And in the past, as long as you weren't making mistakes, you were going to be fine. But they're making mistakes, and they're not buttoned up.
No, I love it, Stoney. And again, it's rather confusing because, again, I'm looking and searching for answers. And sometimes I can't even believe I'm posing the question. We talked about this team in the offseason, and I still believe it, but it's yet to be seen that they got weaponry. They can withstand an injury to their Steph Curry, which is Christian McCaffrey. But, you know, I don't know what the identity of this team is. And it seems like now the identity is they're going to let number 13, Brock Purdy, drop back. And, you know, I don't know if he's got a chip on his shoulder, Stoney. And I talked about this the other day about the Dink and Duncan reputation that he had. And, you know, that was a myth. But right now, it looks like they have no identity. And in a game where the weather, you know, was 100 degrees, and you got a home game against a lesser opponent in the Arizona Cardinals, and you only give your running back, Jordan Mason, the ball 14 times, that's not Kyle Shanahan-like to me. And it has me on Tuesday mornings, Donnie, thinking about, does Kyle know what the identity is? Is that at home with Christian McCaffrey? Because I don't know, and every game is its own entity, but it seems like each game they're trying to do something different, and I'm putting it at the doorstep of Kyle. But those guys you mentioned, outside of Fred Warner, who was playing on one leg, you know, Steiny, and the arm tackling, I just don't get it. The Niners, to me, were led by a bone-crushing defense that would make 60 minutes of hell for an opposing quarterback. And all of a sudden, hey, I won't even call out of you. As a collective, this defense has been Swiss cheese. My favorite's Pepper Jack, but it's been Swiss cheese, Steiny. And if that doesn't improve, oh, boy.
Well, that's the question I'm trying to ask myself. Is it going to improve? And if so, by how much? Because it's got to take a big step forward, I think. But
that's real.
I'm looking at Brock Purdy. I'm looking at the big names on this team. And let's throw Warner out.
Well, then, okay, a quick right on the table before you go. On the defensive side of the ball, you got one other big name, and that's 97. Hargrave's gone.
Yeah.
So should we really be surprised? Because we were sold, guys were going to step up, and I'm not coming down the road of Lenore and Ward, but they run the secondary, Steiny, and that unit in itself is getting had.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what's going on here with the Niners.
And I think they are, too.
And one of the things I think that's going on, and it's hard to put into words, but I do think the last couple of years is catching up to him.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's mostly a mental thing, but I feel like they thought they were, you know, they were one of the best teams in the NFL the last 2 years. They didn't get it done. They came back this year. They had a training camp where everything was disjointed. And it's so funny now because when we were watching them at training camp and paying attention and know that Trent wasn't there and Ayuk wasn't practicing and McCaffrey wasn't practicing, it felt like we were all saying, you know what, they haven't had a great camp. They might not get off to a great start. Well, they haven't gotten off to a great start, but the problem is the schedule's been pretty soft at the beginning of the year.
Man.
And now it starts toughening up a little bit. And I think at this point, you figured you'd probably be at least 3-2, maybe 4-1. So you'd have some wiggle room, but they don't have any wiggle room right now.
Yeah, Steiny. And again, it's not the Michael Jordan. It's not the 2-3 record. It's just not to me. It's what you just talked about. You and I are older. Evan's young. Single, ready to mingle, right? If he goes out 5 days a week and goes out that sixth day, you know what? He's going to have a ball, but guess what he's going to be, Steiny? Tired. Tired from the five previous days. And what I think I omitted and forgot and assumed is this Niner team during that four-year run, four straight trips to the NFC Championship game, one Super Bowl, there's collateral damage in that. And it started with McCaffrey out of nowhere physically not being ready. So right then and there, partner, you know, I'm saying that load that he's carried caught up to him. So he's not even been available. Then you talk about produce. You talk about Trent and Ayuk. I thought they were going to be fresh because they were not practicing. So I don't know if Ayuk is not getting open. I know we got Ross Tucker at 11. I just want to see what it, you know, just his thoughts from afar. But Trent Williams hasn't had his best year. But boy, I just don't know what you can tell a Niner fan to lead them to believe defensively we'll fix it. And then offensively, we'll fix or even identify why we have a red zone problem. Because that's part of the reason you're getting beat. You're leaving 4 points. They left 20 points on the field just Sunday. 1-6 in the red zone.
888-957-9570 is the number. And one of the things I've been talking to Niner fans about the last couple of days after this loss is just, you know, where do you think this team is? Have the expectations of this team changed? You're 2-3 right now. It's a 17-game schedule, but if I were to ask 49er fans, how much trouble do you guys think you're in right now, what would your answer be at 888-957-9570? Guru's at a 9. I think yesterday I said a 4.
Richard Sherman's at a 10, if you care.
Yeah, I'm going to move it to a 5.
Mm.
So and here, here's see the here.
Thing. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. If they're 4-1, I'm probably at a 1 or 2. But they're 2-3, which to me is about a 5. But the reason they're at 5 and not at 7 is because I'm looking at the division. They could still win the division. They win tomorrow. They win Thursday night against Seattle. They're tied for first place. All they're missing is a couple tiebreakers. But are they going to turn it around? And the one thing about this team is it's something different each week that's gotten them beat. So what is the biggest issue with this team? And how much trouble do you think they're in? Or do you still think it's, you know, it's early enough that this thing can settle down and they can start winning games? 888-957-9570. But I'll tell you this.
Give it to me.
I saw something, and we didn't talk about it yesterday, but there was something that the Niners did that I think was just a...
Whoa.
It was a bad, bad look.
Oh, I'm intrigued. I can't wait.
And
don't forget it.
It also may say something about why they're not the team that's the bully on the block right now. 888-957-9570. That segment brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
You don't have the ha-ha.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up in 40 minutes at 11 o'clock, Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. At noon, we're going to take a close look at Brock Purdy, his performance from Sunday, Purdy prognosis, and then at 1 o'clock, we'll get into some sounds of the week, and Evan compiled a bunch of great stuff again.
We'll see. That's the leader in the
trust
house.
Me.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's going to...
You don't want to miss it.
It's going to be good.
Hey,
you know, let me ask you this, Goo. Do you think, coming into the season, 49ers had Super Bowl aspirations, right?
Yeah, right.
All right. You think the Cincinnati Bengals had Super Bowl aspirations coming into the year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, right? Sure.
But we could do a deep dive and ask which one was a stretch. The Niners wasn't because they were just there.
Well, maybe it is a stretch. Take a listen. This is Joe Burrow after the Bengals lost to the Ravens.
We're not a championship-level team right now. We're not. You know, I like to think that, you know, we'll come back and improve throughout the season to get to that point. But right now we are not, and we have to get better.
Obviously, you can't play defense. So do you guys, as an offense, view this as the way that you're playing, you're going to have to keep scoring as many points as you are to be able to give your guys a chance, yourself a chance to win each game?
We're going to have to do more. We're going to have to do whatever it takes to win. And, you know, so far, 3 out of 4 games, we haven't done enough. So, you know, I'll put that on me. I'll put that on us to go and finish it when we get our opportunities to. Whenever you're 1-4 and whenever you're in this situation, there's going to be tough conversations to be had that guys aren't going to like. And those conversations have been had. So I'm happy with how we're going about it. We obviously have to win more. You know, that's no secret.
All right, so that's Joe Burrow saying
we're not
championship team right now. Buffalo also got beat on Sunday. They came into the year with Super Bowl aspirations. Let's take a listen to what Josh Allen said about what's going on in Buffalo right now.
Well, it starts with making better decisions on my part, and I know didn't complete the ball at a high rate tonight. Put the ball in harm's way, especially early in that first half. But I trust our guys. I know you guys are going to be wild this week, but love my guys, and we're going to keep working. And, you know, this isn't a defining moment in our season. You know, it's a chance to learn and grow from this, and that's what we're going to do.
All right, so that's Josh Allen. Does it feel like the 49ers are saying that right now, Goo?
No.
I agree.
They are not saying that.
I agree with you.
Right.
I keep hearing the 49ers saying that, you know, we got to be better, but has anybody said this is not going to work?
No, not at all. And Fred Warner's even called their play unacceptable, you know, things like that, which I appreciate. No.
So here's what I was thinking about this. So the 49ers are supposed to, just bear with me for a sec here. 49ers are supposed to be the class of the NFC, right?
Check.
Coming into the, they're the favorites, right? They're the bullies in the NFC.
Okay.
So before the season, teams have to talk to the league about their uniforms for the season.
All right.
All right. And
my alley.
The San Francisco 49ers told the league that in October, they're going to wear their red jerseys at home.
Okay.
It's decided well before the season takes place. So on Monday, the Niners see that it's going to be 100 degrees.
I saw it.
All week. They petitioned the league to wear their white uniforms so that the Cardinals would have to be in their red uniforms
right.
on a hot day.
I got you.
Does that sound like what a championship team does? Does it sound like what a championship team does? Hey, league, it's going to be really hot in the Bay on Sunday. I know we're the 49ers.
Wow.
And we're the best team in the NFC, but we want to wear our white jerseys. That's
now,
a bad look.
No, that's the
and, you know,
yeah,
and,
no pun intended.
And it's not.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's also you're also making the you're asking the Cardinals wear the red. You know what I mean? So I guess if a Cardinal player would have you know had heat exhaustion, it would have been okay.
Wow.
Come on, Goo. You're the San Francisco 49ers.
Go ahead.
And you're acting like an underdog,
wow.
wanting to wear white jerseys. At home.
Now, you know
Come
what?
On.
You know
Who
why?
Are we?
I know. I love you for this, and I sent that to you guys, but teams do this?
No.
But
they
listen.
Don't. They don't.
Listen while I'm giving you the win. It's championship teams at home should need to stoop to this level. I didn't think of it until you just brought it up. It does reek of desperation, the fact that they knew it was going to be hot. But the other rat on the table is maybe this offseason, just as a whole, they're not in shape.
Maybe.
And maybe that's why Baldy told Bonte and Butch right now the identity of the San Francisco 49ers right now, 2024, through five games. Starting to get this. I'm going slow-mo, Steiny.
Okay.
He called them slow. And I'm just like I can't be mad or dispute that answer. But think about that. They were just in the Super Bowl in February in Nevada. Now we're slow?
Here's the bottom line.
Man.
Y'all are overanalyzing the jersey color thing.
No. You hit
do
the
winning
nail
teams
on the
take every advantage they can? Yes. That's not taking advantage. That's petitioning the league
yeah.
to change something.
Because it's going to be hot.
Exactly. And I'll just say it like this.
And we didn't even talk about that. Real players and people that do what we do. And I've even heard it. Bonte even said, I don't even want to talk about the weather. Both teams had to play in it.
We're not a championship level team right now.
Boy.
And again, we were talking about Ayuk and the Ayuk contract.
Oh,
and,
boy.
And I thought, I don't think it's a great contract, but okay, they overpaid Ayuk. All right. Can they overcome it? Yeah, probably. They probably can. They got a lot of talent. And how big of a deal is the jersey thing? It's probably not that big a deal. You know what?
If you're the Buccaneers.
Bad message to a team.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think it's
it.
A bad message to your own team.
Yeah, right.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And from what I
get it, Stoney, I'd normally even fight you on that, but the Buccaneers do things like that. You know what I'm saying? The Colts. But I know they play indoors, but I was like, wow. And having the second half go the way it did, I'm asking you, Stoney, would Connor and that offensive line have ran roughshod on the Niners had they been in their red uniforms? No, I believe that would have played out the same way.
I just thought about it, man. That's all.
Jim Molay says, don't forget the black jerseys. Remember they were wearing the black ones years ago. We can't.
Yeah, Jim said exactly, Stein. Last year's Niners teams would have petitioned to wear black in the hot weather. I don't know about that, but it's just something that, to me, it's an incongruity. It's an incongruity for a Super Bowl champ to.
Do you have the Richard Sherman, Stoney? Ask him how worried he is or panicked about the Niners, because to me, this is a guy, he loves his Niners, right? And I'm always like, Richard, always giving the home, this just me, giving the hometown outlook, but he came with this one.
My panic meter is at a 10. It's at 11. It's panic mode because these are two unacceptable division losses to the bottom dwellers of your division. This team here just coming off a 28-point drubbing to the Washington Commanders, and you're like, hey, we should be able to look at that tape and find answers and be able to win this game, but you're not. You're not winning this game, and you're the more talented team walking into the stadium each and every time, and you could talk about the injuries. You could talk about the heat. We can make excuses, but these are the games you got to dominate, and they're not dominating. I mean, out-coached them, out-played them, out-efforted them, out-ran them. It's just, it's tough. It's tough to watch. It was tough to watch this game, especially in the second half. Brandon Ayuk finally gets to shine, but now we turn the ball over three times. You know, it's like you fix one problem, something else breaks, and that seems to be the luck of the draw this season with the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow, speaking of something breaking.
Yeah.
Gonna have to get Spadoni Tim Jordan just in saw here.
It, yeah. Yeah. How many is that for you in your career?
Oh no!
This is the first one at the new station.
Happened to me last time.
Oh boy, okay. Spadoni with the honesty. Hey, I'll say this to something you just said before you got a call. Listen, man, I know it's about things. You get off to a rough start, and you got to move the goalpost. But I'm sorry, a guy like me is being true and honest right here. I thought the Niners, and still do, I'm holding them to their standard, NFC Championship at minimum. But if you're going to sell me now, Steiny, on, oh, everything's okay in Ninerland, we can win the division, then something's gone wrong. But if you tell me, okay, in January when the playoffs start, that all of a sudden you're going to get Greenlaw back and you're going to hit your stride, that's a different story. But right now, for you or anybody to say, hey, it's the division now, I think you're ignoring the rat on the table.
Which is what?
Lackluster play on both sides of the ball. And right, coaching.
Well, right. I think the reason people are saying division now is because the division doesn't look good, and you're already 2-3, and you got a tough schedule coming up. You might not. Wild card may be out of play.
Because anybody on that schedule now is tough. Especially when you lose to the injured Lambs in Arizona.
Exactly. 888-957-9570. Let's go out to Alamo. Alamo's in Richmond. What's up, Alamo? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. How y'all feeling?
Hey.
Doing well.
Hey, I'm going to keep it 100 with you, man. Right. We on the life support machine, bro.
Wow.
At this point, if we go up to Seattle, yeah, I'm going to keep it 100. We go up to Seattle, man, and we lose, we can cancel Christmas. Another thing, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of intangibles, but I'm saying this, pun intended. Coach Shenanigans, better get it together, man.
Wow.
Because right now, we looking like the laughing stock. I mean, we at the bottom basement of the barrel. This isn't traditional 49er football. I mean, Brock, I like Brock and everything, but Brock is not Fran Tarkenton. Let's keep it a buck, man. You can't get that. You cannot hold the ball for a lengthy period of time like he's doing. Now, a lot of folks saying, well, the offensive line is makeshift and they're not really handling their business. Yeah, we can tell that. We can say that. But at the same time, we need to start doing some naked screens, man, and getting the ball out there more sooner. If not, man, this is going to be a long year for us. I'm telling you what I know, not what I heard. Another thing, this is my last point, too, man.
Okay.
The bully is now being bullied. You walked on campus years ago and you was punching folks in the mouth. Now folks punching you in the mouth. So the word is out. I mean, nobody's afraid of San Francisco no more. We see what it is.
That wow. might, yeah.
That's good, wild. Good great call, take. Yeah, good call.
Good call, Alamo. Appreciate it.
And Steiny, I mean, let's put another right on the table early, but people saying it's lucky the YouTube chat is down. But anyway.
Well, I think it's because I just, oh, is it because I broke the mic, or no, is it because I said it was a bad look for the Niners?
No, people would be ripping you had they been able to comment with your mic hanging as Tim Jordan comes to help you.
Okay.
But I love that. Like, I don't have the answers. Ross Tucker at 11.
Yep.
But we'll ask him why all of a sudden this metamorphosis with this team.
All right. I got to take this call. from Bobby in Los Altos. Apparently, I got him mad.
Okay.
What's up, Bobby? How you doing? I'm all ears.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, I generally don't like to listen to the radio on Monday after Niners lost, and Tuesday I'm a little sketchy, too. But right. You just said something ridiculous, Steinmetz. What you said was that we shouldn't have even asked. Like, it was a weak look to try to give ourselves an advantage by asking to wear white. I don't understand. Are we trying to make it harder for ourselves? It's actually called home field advantage. So why would we not try to take advantage of any opportunity we might have to help us win the game? I'm not saying that was the key to the game, but to say that's a weak look, I look at it completely different.
Bobby,
I think they should be applauded for thinking about something like that.
Bobby, you're Billy Badass.
Come on, Bobby.
When did Montana and Bobby. Rice ever say and Fred Dean ever say we need to wear white to get an advantage? You're ignoring the real. And the real right now is this team is to a point to where they feel like they need an advantage from the uniform. So I know you came for Steiny. I just feel like that's valid, man. When have the Niners ever had to resort to that? Bobby, come on.
No, both of you guys are making me crazy. Listen, I'm not saying it was a key to the game, but why don't we just say then, you know what? If they're too weak, they should have taken those little cooling steam things off the sidelines too. They shouldn't have let them cool down on the sidelines. Let's get rid of those.
Bobby.
That's just for weak players.
Bobby,
that's like saying, hey, it's negative 40 degrees in Green Bay, but no, you can't be wearing no long sleeve shirt.
No.
So you might as well just get frostbite because you're a man.
No, this is different, Bobby, because this is not done. What the 49ers done. It's just not. Like, I get it. If we won't put water sprayers on the visiting sidelines. Like, that's one thing, but you're locked into uniforms at the start of the year. Everybody knows it. Nobody petitions to change uniforms just because it's hot or not hot. It's like you're in red that day. Yeah. That's what it was supposed to be. Why would you even go to the league and say, can we switch with the Cardinals? Come on.
All they did was ask. They didn't file a complaint.
But Bobby, why did they ask? Since we're trying to get you. Why did they ask, Bobby? Why?
Because it was 100 degrees.
Bobby,
you know the thing about the Cardinals?
What about the Cardinals?
Here's one thing about the Cardinals. Let me tell you one thing about them. Right, yes, they play in a dome, but when they go into the shopping mall or grocery store and going in and out of their car, they're so used to 110 degrees. It was like a home game for them.
Oh,
we're the ones that aren't used to 100 degrees.
Right.
Oh, my God. You guys are crazy.
Bobby, thanks for the call. Bobby.
Yeah, I agree with you, Steiny.
You want to bend the rules a little bit.
I didn't see this. Niners got a new kicker, Matthew Wright, Steiny.
Yeah, former Niner.
Yeah.
Former Jacksonville.
Watch the game Thursday.
Former
come down to it.
Packer?
Steeler, Jaguar, Chiefs, and Panther. You got it.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Shanahan doesn't know either.
By the way, I was talking to Evan about that. I'll bet you.
He knew?
No! I'll bet you he told his special teams guy, all right, pick four guys to bring in and tell me who's going to be on the roster. But just give me his number because his name doesn't really matter.
All right. Matthew Wright, it is. And the way sports work, watch Thursday, a big kick be involved.
Of course.
Yeah.
888-957-9570. Niners are 2-3. I tell you what, they got a big break on Sunday when the Seahawks let the Giants, not let, but when the Giants beat the Seahawks. Could you imagine Seahawks would be here at 4-1, Niners 2-3, and then if the Seahawks win that game Thursday, they're 5-1.
Right.
And the Niners are 0-3 in the division. That might be curtains at that point.
No doubt about
it. So this is now the game that the 49ers got to win. They got to win this game.
Yeah, and you know what? Each season is its own entity, Steiny. This is already getting off to one of those, hey, can they win the division? Hell yeah. But the number one seed, and I know people are laughing, is week 5, headed into week 6, Steiny. I mean, it can get early late. So that's just what bracket and umbrella and prism I was looking through the Niners as is a number one seed. And right now they're hurt. Their biggest stars are hurt. We don't know when they're coming back. So if this is one of those seasons where they put duct tape and Gorilla Glue on it and get to the dance, as I always say, and then show up and show out. But right now, man, this defense is more concerning to me than the Niners' ailments in the red zone. Yeah. And Brock Purdy, people are noticing him holding on to the ball. Is that by design? Is that all of a sudden Debo, Jennings, and Ayuk aren't getting open? So many questions, man, seriously. And I watched the game again, and I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, and I got to just get one last thing off about this jersey thing. Because I just think it's – I actually do. Does it matter? Not really, but it does say something about what you're thinking.
The mentality.
And a football team knows the uniforms they're wearing before the season on week 17. They know it. It's just the way it is. And so the idea that somebody in the Niners organization, and I'd love to know who, said it's going to be 100 and we're in our reds and they're in our whites, let's petition the league to switch the jerseys, essentially. Like, what if the league would have said, yeah, that's fine, you can do that. So then how the Cardinals feel about that?
Oh, I mean, it doesn't matter.
Just because
they
you
deal
can
with
do something, ask, doesn't mean you do it.
Yeah, but we've seen teams do like this in other cities, Donnie, but not the dominant ones.
I don't know that we have. Yeah. I really don't know that we have.
It's a mentality thing. It's letting me know the Niners are so worried about...
Who thinks of that?
Yeah, and people that are worried about what's going on or what's not going on the field. And that's got to come from Kyle, I believe.
And if, you know, if I want... Oh.
Or has to be signed off.
I wonder why, like, in any other place, people might be saying, well, the reason they wanted to wear whites because they know they're not in great shape.
Oh.
And they'll wear down more in red jerseys. Now, if I say that, people are like, well, that's kind of ludicrous. Well, I don't know. Why'd they want them in the first place?
I mean, that pretty
home
red
game
they wear.
Red.
Come on now.
Carlito, Alameda, talk to me.
Hello, gentlemen. Listen, fellas, my level of concern is at a 7 or 8.
Mm.
Did you guys watch the game yesterday, the Kansas City Chiefs? We're supposed to beat the Kansas City Chiefs with that great defense and Patrick Mahomes. How confident are we going to be when we play them? Wow. The only thing Kyle can say to the team is, let's give Kansas City Chiefs their first loss. That's what their speech should be. But are we going to be confident? Probably not. Thank you, guys.
Got it.
Go ahead.
I mean, what you get your confidence back with a win.
Yeah, and that starts Thursday in 2 days.
Yeah.
With Seattle, a division foe. You've lost two games in the division already. You lost to every NFC team you played, Stoney. Your two wins have come out to the AFC East, or AFC Least. And Aaron Rodgers, what a man. If I could radio fight an athlete, it would be him. I've never liked the guy, and now he just did that to his head coach. Popped him. Nah. Fired him.
Nah. Steiny, this uniform thing's a terrible take. Bobby was right. It's like playing in Green Bay in cold weather. Wrong. You request a jersey color before the season.
Check.
That's what you do. It is not always done in the season. Oh, this is done all the time. No, it's not. Not in season.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to go tennis. They were trying to get an advantage, Stani, and the advantage was the dark colors that might, you know, zap the team wearing it, zap their powers. And it felt like the Niners, I don't know what happened after halftime, Stani, but they got not humiliated, but they got ran over.
In the second half.
And then when Mason fumbled, the defense had a chance to say, you know what, Stoney, don't even trip, baby. We got your back. 14 plays later, 76 yards later, they just drive the ball methodically down there, running it up the gut, kicked a field goal.
You know, that's the first fumble he's ever lost.
Yeah.
I always want to keep calling him Desmond Mason, the former Sonic, Jordan Mason. It's the first fumble he's ever lost. And that's kind of what I think the team was talking about is, you know, that Mason fumble ends up kind of costing you, but it shouldn't have been that close. Yeah, and
that's what's getting me so mad when people say that. Oh, they condense it to one play or one mess up or mishap. No, if you handle your business, to just, you know, not every single time you're in the red zone, you could afford an error, Steiny. You know what I mean? It's give and take.
Yeah. I just think it's one of those things that Mason fumbles the first time in his entire career and loses it, and like it gets you beat.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where if everything's rolling, you end up getting a stop on that last drive, and you say about the Mason fumble, boy, he can't do that next, you know, he can't do that anymore, fumble in the red zone. But those singular mistakes from singular guys are not being able to be overcome right now. Yeah. Some Niner fans don't like this jersey
issue. He said he leads the league in attempts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, fumbles do happen. But, again, I was in the lab last night, Stoney. I know you don't like Marshawn beast mode, so I'm going to retire it. But he runs, he runs violent. How about that?
No.
He does.
Say hard. He runs hard. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. If I were to ask you, 49er fans, do you feel like this team's in a little bit of trouble? Would you agree with me? Or you think they're in more trouble than we think? Or are you one of these fans that says, look, guys, we're 2-3. We gave away two games. We could be 4-1. We'll beat Seattle on Thursday, and we'll be right back atop the division. 888-957-9570. Ross Tucker, NFL Odyssey Insider, coming up at noon. We'll be right back to talk about it.